a man is going to find himself always in your DMs with next to nothing to say, leave that man right there. I have people in my DMs too. I'm not answering them. It doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Quality Queen Control. I'm your host, Aisha Christina Foster. I want you, if you are watching this, to hype the video. Hype the video. You should see it somewhere in the description box. It should give you the option to. If it doesn't, DM me. Let me know. I respond to my DMs, okay? Like, hello, we are girls here. We don't want to gatekeep anything, diva. Absolutely not. So I'm having a fantastic day today, and that's why I figured let's give a masterclass on how to breadcrumb men since they love doing it to us. Right? That will be great. You're definitely going to tune into this. Send this to a friend after you're done listening if you feel like this is something they need to learn, which they do. And I think you guys will find this quite informative as well. So I hope you guys are enjoying your day. It's spring. The sun is out. The vibes are just honestly so high. I don't know. I just feel like this is going to be a great year. And we are in what? May? Just that fast? Where does all the time go? So, like I said, I'm going to teach you how to breadcrumb men. All right? You're going to give him just enough attention to keep him hooked, but never to actually feel secure. Because apparently, that's what's been done to us this entire time. Now, what you can start to do is probably start to respond within 3 to 5 business days, right? This will kind of keep him wondering whether or not you're alive, right? And it's very important to do this because you need to keep that curiosity alive, right? It's called the curiosity gap. You need to keep that curiosity alive. Like, did she get the message? Did it deliver? Am I blocked? Right? We need those thoughts to really get through his brain. Okay. Rule number 2 would be to have extremely inconsistent energy. Be warm on Monday and then cold on Wednesday, and then add in a little bit of confusion on Friday. That's like a really good cycle that we can have going on. Rule number 3 is like future faking. All right. But we're going to do it lightly. Say things like, we should go there one day, but then never actually plan anything or even really follow up, even if he does try to mention something. And then rule number 4 would be to give just enough validation. All right, you can compliment him, but then you're going to disappear emotionally. So you want him to question, does she like me? Did she mean it when she said that's a great outfit that I could wear for this occasion? You want to create those questions. And rule number 5, keep him in limbo. Never define the relationships, okay? Never define the relationship. Just go off vibes. It's just vibes. That's it. If he tries to even insinuate or bring something up that's in regards to you being with him, you derail that. And listen, I don't know why we are thinking so far ahead. I'm just here to, I just want to go off of the vibes. You know what I mean? I just want to make sure that we're present. We're enjoying each other's company right now. I don't want to, get ahead of ourselves or anything like that. I just want to make sure that I'm present with you. Okay. Now, here's why this actually works. Because we as human beings are addicted to inconsistency. Why? It creates dopamine spikes. That's just the science of it. And when you're in a situation where there's scarcity, meaning you're not getting enough attention, you're feeling like there's something lacking clearly in the dynamic, it's going to create a perceived value. Okay. This goes for just about anything in life where you don't see a billion Hermes bags these days, but the ones that are authentic, we know that there is a process to get those Hermes bags. We know that you might not even get selected to be a person who even receives an Hermes bag, meaning a Birkin specifically. There's a whole process that comes to do with it. We also know car companies like Bentley, Ferrari, they're not on the car commercials. I don't even think there's a car commercial for Mercedes-Benz either, right? Like, they don't need to advertise things because everybody understands the value of it already, all right? There are certain things in life that we already understand the value intrinsically, and there are few of those things. And that perceived scarcity, right, whether it's a fact or not, is what heightens the value of it. So this is also why I don't understand why some women are so male-centered and have to spread themselves so thin, because it's not, I'm not saying play the game here of being a mystery, but what I'm saying is, why is it so hard for some of you to just live? Just live your life. Like, it's so difficult. You just feel like, oh, I just need to be open with this person. I just need to let him know every single thing about me. Like, I don't want to play games. Or you equate playing games to oversharing, okay? No, you not spilling your entire guts out because you're hoping you can receive the same in return, in which I'm willing to bet you never do, right, is not about, I'm letting him know off the bat that I don't want to play games. Okay, well, men do not function in the same capacity that women do. So he's not going to look at the situation and think, man, she's really not playing with me. She let me know about her trauma, you know, when she was growing up, that her ex never got her flowers. That really makes me want to step up to the plate. No, what it's actually going to do is it's going to attract men that are going to fake the funk, and they're going to act like, oh, they're the opposite. My daddy taught me this, actually. My daddy told me, like, you never let, you know, the man that you're with hear about any sort of misfortune or anything like that from the previous guy, because that's how he can come in like your knight in shining armor and make it seem like, oh, well, she said that she never used to get flowers, I'm gonna get her flowers. And you can't really decipher what his true intentions are because of the fact that he's trying to prove that he's so different from the last guy. All right? So you don't do things like that. But there's also the emotional unpredictability, and that's going to create the attachment. That's what you want with that man. You want to create emotional unpredictability. That is going to give you the attachment, man, because this person's trying to rack their brain around how to actually get something from you, how to make themselves feel like, what situation can I create to really solidify what I want out of this relationship? How can I get an inkling of the direction of where this relationship is going? How can I get an inkling of security in this relationship and knowing that she's just with me and knowing that she's serious about me? Okay. The reason that breadcrumbing works is because it creates emotional confusion. And confusion, it actually does keep a lot of people attached. It gives you way more questions than answers. And by the time you've already reached that level of desperation and confusion, you're so hungry for just an answer, you're going to be putting up with a lot of stuff. All right, by that point, because you're looking to justify, well, this person has been in my life for X amount of time. There's no way that I don't mean something to them. She's been going out on dates with me for the last 2.5-3 months. There's no way that, like, she's talking to another guy. And this is another thing. This is why a lot of guys in the beginning will try to consume your time. And this is, I know it's so difficult, ladies, but if you want something that you've never had before, you got to start saying no to 99% of the things that you used to. Okay. All right. That's just how it goes. So with that being said, if he's trying to consume your time, all right, you guys go out, let's say even once a week. Now he's trying to up it to, oh, hey, I was in the area, by the way. I'd love to stop by, whatever. And you're sitting here thinking like, oh, he just really likes me, whatever the case is. We've all been in situations like that where a guy is like, you know what? I never do this, but I actually kind of miss you. And I actually do want to see you again. No, it's a game. You're going to see me when you see me, brother. Thank you. You're not going to see me whenever you want to see me, right? Because if you even think about reversing those roles, let's say you really want to see a guy. I mean, I can't imagine why you would tell him that, but you want to see him. He probably would not make himself available until after work, after he goes to the gym. And before you know it, it's conveniently 9:30 p.m. There's only but so much to do at this hour, and I don't even know you. And now you're going over his house at 9:30 p.m. And girl, we already know what's going to happen, okay? We already know how the game goes, or at least you should. So this is actually where we really need to hone in and have a conversation, because everything that I just described, that is not strategy. That is called emotional unavailability, all right? This is actually what many women experience in dating. Surprise, surprise. So this whole type of situation of breadcrumbing, and also I made a video about this years ago, a couple years ago, specifically talking about what breadcrumbing is. And a lot of the times it includes, or it does actually, period, include social media. So you have a man that follows you on social media, he's hearting all of your posts, and you view that as counted interaction. And it's not. It's the equivalent, the millennial equivalent of Snapchat. Okay, let's just think about it like that. That's what it is. So he's commenting on your stories. Now you can leave comments on stories as well. Doesn't even have to go to your messages. All right. He's hearting your stuff. These are the things that he's doing. And you think, okay, well, he's obviously interested. He just doesn't want to say anything. Listen, I have given this example multiple times, no shade to, you know, our girl Kayla, who was with Travis Kelce. And hello, we remember the whole genesis of that. For those of you that don't know, she said that she noticed he kept looking at her stories. I don't even know if he followed her. Maybe he did follow her. I will even say he followed her, would always look at her stories, never like asked her out, never would really interact beyond, you know, a DM pretty much. And not even a DM of, hey, how are you? Would love to take you out. No, we're talking just like heart eyes, very breadcrumb in nature. Okay. Giving her a bunch of, well, nothing. You could blow it away with dust, right? Breadcrumbs blown away with dust. Shows the foundation there that we're building, right? Okay. So then she gets liquid courage one day and her friend's like, girl, just DM him. And at first she had the right idea. Girl, I'm not DMing him. Why would I hit him up? He's the one that keeps on, you know, reacting and, you know, to my stories. So she gets the liquid courage, decides to hit him up with the whole, my mom says it's polite, it's not polite to stare and not speak. Something along those lines. And that's how they started speaking. She had to then reach out to him. And listen, I don't know these people's business, but what I can say is it is very obvious, and I'm not referencing race in any capacity when I'm making these statements. There's a clear difference in how Travis is treating Taylor and how he treated Kayla. It's like he treated Kayla like she was just an annoyance and he was just there and she was like the supporting character in his story. And with Taylor, it feels like you can tell, at least what it seems in the media, like this was his decision. He wanted to pursue Taylor. That's what he wanted, regardless of what the intention is, regardless of Taylor's wealth, status, whatever. The point is this is how he's, the stark contrast in how he treated the both of them, right? And I know there's a million different things that we can say about that, but I think she went wrong, and I think she can agree, she went wrong in approaching him first. If a man is going to find himself always in your DMs with next to nothing to say, all right, leave that man right there. I have people in my DMs too. I'm not answering them. It doesn't make sense to me, all right? As adults, especially past the age of 30, okay, it's ridiculous to me. You're not gonna use Instagram as the millennial Snapchat, all right? And because tons of girls have those experiences where, how is it that you have nothing to say to me other than emojis? I'm sorry. Did you just discover the invention of emojis? You have nothing to say of substance, but you just want me to know that you think I'm cute. Great. What am I supposed to do with this information? Leave those men in the DMs where they belong. All right. If he's not going to take the conversation, start a conversation and take it outside of the context of a DM. Okay. Leave that man where he's at. I'm telling you this right now. because you don't want to start to confuse yourself into thinking that that counts as interaction. Or let's say you guys do have each other's numbers and you added each other on socials, but you notice, please pay attention to this, ladies. You start to notice that he's actually way more active with you online than he is in person. I have sat back and witnessed relationships begin like this, and I'm telling you, we're not on the same playing field here. As soon as you stop watering that plant, ladies, it's going to die. Trust me. As soon as you stop, the whole thing stops. But you're so used to manufacturing your luck and having control over the situation, you always make things seem bigger and more meaningful than they actually are. Men in this regard are very simple. If he wanted to take you out, he would simply ask you. If he's going to be bold enough to be responding to you on social media, making advances that he finds you attractive but says no words towards you, that's not the type of man that you want to pursue you. Because one, it's looking like he's not pursuing you anyway, all right? He's not telling you anything you already do not know that you are obviously attractive to him, okay? That's not any brand new information. In other news, water is wet, all right? So all things considered, I have watched so many women sabotage themselves because they're so desperate for a relationship that they, you know what? Forget it. I'm just gonna make the first move. And this is what really just eats me up when a guy says, you know, to a woman, you know what, take my number down. And then you convince yourself, well, obviously he wanted me to take his number down because he wants me to, he doesn't want to come across as like creepy or anything. And he just wants to like remove any pressure. Girl, that is another way that the game has been reinvented to get you to hit him up first. I don't understand. Like, it's like, dang, if she's thinking about me, let her hit me up then. What in the backward society? Like, what planet are you living on? Does that make you feel good? Let me guess. You feel so in control, don't you? That's the problem. But then you're the same type of woman that wants to get into a relationship and have all these traditional standards, allegedly. You want him to be able to provide for you. You want him to be able to protect you. You want all these different things, but the way you just went about the game made no sense. He's messaging you mainly, and not even really messaging you, he's breadcrumbing you on Instagram, only responding emojis to your stories. Maybe you'll get an occasional couple of words that correspond, and that just really eats you up. That really sends your day and makes your year, right? Then you guys somehow exchange numbers and he gave you his number. So you're texting him. Like, hello? Hello? And let me tell you this, for all my younger angels, if you genuinely do not want to give your number to a man, listen, we've all been there, done that. I feel like when I was younger, I used to do that too. I used to get asked for my number and I knew I didn't like the guy. I knew I had no interest in pursuing a relationship with the guy in any capacity, but I felt bad in the moment. So I would give my number away with no intention of actually answering. It just makes no sense, right? And especially because I would change my number so frequently, I didn't think it was a big deal. Because I was like, okay, by next year, it's not even going to be my number anymore. But now that I haven't changed my number in a while, I'm like, all right, like you gotta, no, the answer is no. And you can simply say, I'm in a relationship right now, like big whoop, okay? You don't have to be like, sorry, not interested. Oh my God. Girl, just say, I'm in a relationship. Thank you. Like, leave it like that. I have a boyfriend, usually always works, right? I know some guys don't, but they already X themselves out. Like, what's happening over here, right? So don't fall for the, so you can't have friends. I don't know. Can your girlfriend have friends like you? Can yours? All right. That answers itself. Next. Okay. And be strict with your boundaries because men are not going to do that to us. If a man is not interested in the slightest bit, you think he's going to walk around giving girls his number, right? Oh, well, she was really nice, bro, and I felt really bad, so I just gave her my number. No, he's gonna try and play it off somehow. Oh, sorry, you know, sorry, I got a girl, or anything. Who knows what the men are gonna say, but the men are gonna say something. They're not just gonna be handing out their number and then just ignore them, but we as women tend to do things like that, all right? Stop doing that. I'm telling you, it's good. Once you do your first no, it'll start to feel like there's a flow going on where you'll get used to shutting it down. And in the end, you'll feel so much better about yourself because now you relieved yourself and freed yourself from the shackles of having to say things that you don't mean. And you know you're not available and you're even interested and you're just still saying yeah, no. Okay, that's not how that goes. So like I said, everything that I was listing off in the beginning was a strategy that is often used on women that clearly indicates strong emotional unavailability. And this is going to create anxiety. It's going to keep you overthinking. It's going to give you attachment to the potential of what the relationship could be. But that potential is not reality. And this is how you get stuck in situationships. Exactly what I said is how you end up in situationships. Before you know it, you've never been formally asked to be this man's girlfriend, but it feels like you guys are together because you told him you don't want to play games after he breadcrumbed you and you guys have been talking and you've done most of the initiation of the conversations. You actually are the one that texted him first. You are the one that, hey, I just thought I'd take this conversation from Instagram to texting because I just saw you responded to my story and you like my dress. By the way, I got it from fashion, as though he really cares, okay? Men know exactly what it is that they're doing. If a man truly wanted to be with you, he will take you off the market. Please hear me loud and clear, guys. There have been many things reinvented, but it's always the same difference, baby. If he truly wanted you off the market, he would make sure that he takes you off the market. Confusion is a breeding ground for deception, always and forever. If you are confused, that is an answer, all right? If you are always initiating conversation, that is an answer. That shows you where you rank in this man's life. You feeling like you need to unlock the Da Vinci Code to figure out what he means because he didn't grow up like this and you understand that men don't really communicate certain things. No. A man that truly wants you all of a sudden is going to be the best communicator possible. All of a sudden, he's the most understanding that you've ever, encountered, you ever witnessed. You've never witnessed that though, right? Because how would you know? But I'm here to tell you that that's how it goes. All of a sudden, the things that you thought were too much from the last person is just very easy for this guy to do. If he wanted to, he would. A tale as old as time. A sentence that should be put probably on your vision board and probably on your wall of affirmations. If he wanted to, he would, ladies, and that's always and forever, all right? Yes, there are certain things, when you're in a relationship that you should say, right? Not nag about. But when it comes to being in a relationship, a man is never going to keep you wondering, what are we? What are we? Oh my gosh, it's been 6 months. I feel like we are a couple, but he just never really asked me. I feel like he never really asked me because he already knows what we are, but I feel like I should tell him that I do want to be asked. Girl, I'm here to tell you that a man that's serious about you is going to make sure he asks that question. He's not going to leave you wondering, are we together? Because he wants to define it because he understands what the definition of that comes with. Commitment. He understands that now this means it's up for you and other guys because you're with me. He understands that, but you don't. You think that there is room here for some sort of change, baby. I'm sorry, but it's done for you. Even if you find your flow for a little bit, you're going to start to lose momentum. I'm telling you the truth here. Because at the end of the day, you don't want a man that's always going to respond to ultimatums. Okay, that's one. Two, you don't want to feel like, man, if I don't water this, it's going to just die. And you know that probably, in your case, it probably will. Except the fact that maybe you messed up and, you got to kind of start over. It's okay. It's not the end of the world here. All right, this isn't original. But having the awareness makes all of the difference. If you've ever felt confused or anxious or you're constantly checking your phone, you were not crazy. You were being breadcrumbed. If you're wondering why he hearted your outfit on Instagram, but he didn't respond to your text message, you're not crazy because he's obviously texting you just enough to keep you around. every other day he's so busy with work. He's having all these things to do. Oh, he thought he responded to this text. He's showing interest and then he disappears. He's avoiding the clarity, but he's not necessarily letting you go. And that's where we really go wrong. Well, if he didn't want to talk to me, then he would just stop. No, that's not how it's going to be, especially if he's getting the goods, right? Especially if he knows in the back of his mind, I can probably get away with leaning in a little bit more, getting what I want and leaving it right there, freezing it right there. I don't have to go move a step further and I can still add a body and I don't have to worry about the commitment. We have to stop thinking that as women, that, well, if he didn't want to talk to me, then he would just stop speaking to me. No, because with men, they operate differently. There are men who follow probably a bunch of their exes on social media just because they don't hate them. They just follow them. Like, it kind of is what it is. It's like this neutral energy. They really kind of don't care, right? If you feel like, well, if he didn't like me, then why is he still here? Well, it's the same reason why you keep giving your number to men that you don't even really like. Right? In your own way, in his own way. That's what he's doing. Oh, well, I know that this is a guaranteed body that I can add. She's already shown interest in me. Why would I throw that in the dumps? But you're looking at it from the angle of, well, obviously, it feels like we're together for so long because we like talk on and off for the past couple of months. Babe, you literally have barely dated this man. You guys went for a walk and got ice cream 2 times, had a couple brief conversations via text, and you've turned it into a whole relationship. Astonishing, really. You have manufactured your way into trying to get a date out of this man, and now you think that you're actually together. And one day, some of you are gonna find yourself in the wrong relationship. You're gonna be with a man that's a oopsie daisy man. You know what? I thought this is what I wanted, but then I realized I actually don't want this at all. You wanted this. I'm dumping you. Now that's going to sting. All right. You have to understand that we're not trying to become them, aka men, in order to win. But what we have to do is recognize the behavior and we opt out. It is our job and our duty to not reward inconsistency. It is our job to stop romanticizing confusion. There is no confusion with a man that actually wants you. There's none. Trust me. You have to choose clarity over the chemistry. There's going to be a lot of people in your life that you will have chemistry with. It does not mean compatibility. It does not mean suitability. And it certainly does not mean that you should be with that person. All right. Consistency equals real interest over time. Okay. That's what it is. We're not off to the races here, rushing a million things. You're going to feel calm in the dynamic. And the second things change, tap into that. Maybe that's the second where things do change, because that also is possible. But realize at the end of the day, man, I do not want to create love and romanticize things where I'm actually doing it myself. I've created this dynamic myself, when the truth of the matter is I'm not this man's girlfriend. Yes, it feels like we are boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm going over his house. I'm spending the night at his home. You're doing all these things. You know why? Because you can't keep your legs closed. So all of a sudden you're confused on top of you already having a very colorful imagination. Now, when you add those things to the mix, it's no wonder this stuff happens, right? Listen, we're going to get into more topics like this. I want to talk about attachment styles. I want to talk about what it's like to date an avoidant man as well. So let me know if those are things that you guys do want to see. I will be sure to get going on those podcast episodes. If you are listening to this episode, make sure that you give it a 5-star review anywhere that you were listening to this episode. And if you're watching it, of course, make sure you hype that video up and like, comment, subscribe, share with a friend. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. I'll see you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.